So I'll share for a few minutes real quick. And like our brother mentioned, it is very bittersweet. We just felt like the Lord has really blessed us this whole week. And if you were there previous week, wow, 2 weeks. As I was considering how we would end, I was thinking of these two verses, and I will read this to you. This is in 3 John 3 and 4. For I rejoice greatly at the brothers' coming and testifying to your steadfastness in the truth, even as you walk in truth. I have no greater joy than these things, that I hear that my children are walking in the truth. Oh, well, young people, in the first verse, there's a particular phrase there. It says, testifying to your steadfastness in the truth. Actually, this literally means testifying to your truth. Your truth. That means the truth, the objective truth, has now become your truth. And so this implies that the truth has become subjective. It has become real. And in the following verse, you see there's no greater joy to the apostle to see his children that are walking in the truth. But you know what this actually means? And I really appreciated this because I am also one who is like you, second generation in the church life. This means that it is possible for the children, the second generation, to know the truth, to come to the full knowledge of the truth. So never believe the lie. Never believe Satan's scheme. He would tell us that, oh, only the older saints, only they can know the truth and walk in the truth. No, the second generation, all of you, all of the young ones, it is possible, right, to continue to walk in the truth. I would just maybe end with these 3 points. For us to have a living in the truth, right? Which again, this just means that we testify concerning the person, the triune God, the person and work of Christ. I would say this means that we have a relationship, a living relationship in 3 things. And the first one is the Son, the second one is the Word, and the third one is the church. Concerning the Son, right? We saw that you shall know the truth, the truth shall set you free. 4 verses later, it is the Son that sets us free, right? So we were encouraged to spend more time with the Son, oh, to develop our personal relationship with the Son, to kiss the Son, to enjoy the Son. In this way, right, we can really know the truth. The second one was concerning the Word, right? The Word is truth. And so, actually, when we come to the Lord, actually, many times, it's not just in our spirit, but it's also with the Word. In our spirit, with the Word, we could really know the truth, to enjoy the truth, to be constituted with the truth. And then, finally, we need to have a relationship with the church. And this implies also propagating the truth, right? Which is to build up the church. Because eventually we realize, we're not just individuals, right? And 1 Timothy 3:15 tells us, actually, the church is the pillar and base of the truth. So as we are getting into the truth, as we are enjoying the truth, we're being built up into the church, into his body, and we will testify, right, this truth to the entire world. And even we will bring our friends, our relatives, our gospel friends, even shepherding the ones who are struggling back into the church, right, to build up the church so that it could really be a testimony to the truth. So I'll just end here, and I think I'll pass it to Brother Ricky.
We started the Truth School with 5 words. Do you remember those 5 words? Yeah. I'm not going to ask you them now. I'll ask you them in a moment. But I would like to conclude with 5 words. So if you're still, maybe you're not in note-taking mode anymore, but I want you to write these down. 5 words. Two pairs, and then one final word. Here's the first one. Please read. And here's the second one. Please read. Please read both of them. Very good. Very good. In and out. We are vessels. This has been talked about. I also really enjoyed that example, that demonstration that Brother Shepherd did this afternoon about prioritizing. That's not just, it's about filling, but it's also about prioritizing. And but that's not exactly the kind of vessel we are. We are a vessel that has an intake and an outflow. And I just want to encourage all of you, continue the intake. Continue taking the Lord in. That's one special thing. Brother Dennis talked about how these times are so special, even in the entire school, entire year, because of the amount of concentrated time. You don't realize you're just taking the Lord in, and it has a lot to do with the Bible, and it has a lot to do with the saints, with being together. That the Bible and the saints are available to you all year long, not just now. And especially a word of encouragement to the juniors and the seniors, but really all of us, but especially the juniors and the seniors. Last week, we spent several sessions to talk about spending personal time with the Lord. I hope you don't forget those talks. And then you practiced. I hope you would continue. Practice and learn to take the Lord in personally. And then out, that you would let the Lord flow out. Firstly, at home. Second, in the church. I hope tomorrow morning in all the church meetings, everywhere, all over the Northeast, young people would flow out. Take the opportunity. I believe the saints will give you opportunities to flow out. Take the opportunities to flow out. But you can also flow out to your friends in the gospel. Within 2 or 3, at the most 5 weeks, everyone here is going to be back in school. You'll come together, and probably getting together with friends that you haven't seen in quite some time. You know, not everyone went through these past 18 months in the same way. It was hard enough. It's hard enough. Everyone went through their experiences. But you did that with the Lord. You did that with the support of the Lord. Some of your friends, they didn't have the Lord. You have something for them. Bring them the high priest. Bring them the high priest. Bring them the God-man humanity. Meet their needs. You have something. The next set of words, this is kind of related. Read. And read. Go. In the New Testament, it's especially in the four Gospels, often the Lord said this, come. Come to me, come. And then at the end of the gospel, he said, go preach the gospel. Come and go. This is really the same burden. I hope you would not stop coming to the Lord, in the Word especially, in the Word. Read the Bible. But when you read the Bible, come to the Lord, open to the Lord. Again, I say, practice those times with the Lord in the morning. Especially, I urge the college students who are serving as our TAs and all the 11th and 12th graders. I hope you got some help from all those sessions that we had. Amen. Continue in these things, day by day, even an extra minute or two in the morning. And I want to emphasize, Brother Shepherd was emphasizing this point in how to prepare for the Lord's coming. This matter of prioritizing. You know that example, right? When you put the stones, little stones in first, there's no room. Wasn't it impressive? You put the things, I like the clock, what it represents. You put those things in first, all the other things fit. But it depends what goes first. So do your best to honor the Lord by giving him the first part of your day. The first part of your day, the first part of your week, by participating in the church meeting, the Lord's Day meeting. And I would say the first part of your school year. Give the Lord the first day. Give the Lord the first week. Lord, you could just pray, Lord, make me a testimony for you. Make me a testimony for you. You know, the word says that we are the salt of the earth. We're the salt of the earth. And we're the light of the world. You can be that. I hope you would give the first part of your school year to the Lord. Okay, the last word. Oh, do you remember the five words? Say the five words from the beginning, please. Go. One. Two. Three. The middle one. Yeah, that's the one I want to end with here, but I want to end like this. Yeah, I wish we were at Penuel. I'd write it even bigger. Love. That's what the brothers, both Brother Shepherd and Brother Ken encouraged us this afternoon. The way to prepare for the Lord's coming, just love him. Just love him. If you love him, you will be in the word. You'll love his word. If you love him, you'll be in the church meetings. Just love him. Give him the first place. And I hope the Lord would give us the love of the truth, the love for the word of God. So anyway, five words to conclude. How about, can we say them? The new five?
In, out, come, go,
and
love.
Love the Lord. Be a lover of the Lord. Be a lover of the Lord. Be someone who is categorized in 2 Timothy 4 as someone who loves his appearing. Not someone who's afraid of his coming. I have to confess, when I was your age, I sometimes, when the brothers talked about the Lord's coming, I got a little afraid. I did. But I hope you could be someone who loves the Lord's appearing.